today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
And even when this album was released, I didn't jump on it straight away. But I started hearing some really good things about it, so I gave it a go, and man, this is a great record. I've listened to it a ton. Suburbs community. This is Liam from Dublin with my March new music picks. Before I get into my picks, I just wanted to highlight that Lancome released a new version of Hunting the Wren from the Pinky Blinders Immortal Man soundtrack. It's a really great version of this song from their Live Long Day album that is much closer to the way they're performing it live now. It's heavier and builds a lot more than the studio version. It's very cool, so if you are so inclined, go check that out. But on to my March new music picks. My first pick is Dead or Alive by Dion Lutodon from a forthcoming album called Rare Gems Volume 1. Dion said that Rare Gems is not a collection of B-sides and outtakes. It's more songs that didn't make it onto his last four albums. I picked Dion a couple times over the years and talked about his history as a founding member of New Zealand garage rockers, the D4. They were kind of a seminal band for me, kind of in the early 2000s, along with the Datsuns. Those were two bands that really broke out in New Zealand, like signed to good labels, were having a lot of press, touring a bunch, you know, and getting out there into the world. Like the D4 performed on Letterman. That's bonkers, you know. I used to see them in small clubs, and then there they are on Letterman. Anyway, back to the song Dead or Alive. Yeah, Dead or Alive is just kind of what Dion Lutodon does best. It's grimy, garagey, teetering on the lo-fi. Very cool. Anyway, this is Dead or Alive by Dion Lutodon. We'll be right back. My second pick is quite different to Dion's music. It's Last Light by Neurosis from their album An Undying Love for a Burning World. This album came out of nowhere. Like, there was no rumors, there was no pre-release singles, there was nothing. It was just one Friday in March, the album was released digitally, and it was just there. When you think about kind of what's happened with the Neurosis, their last album was 10 years ago, and one of their founding members, Scott Kelly, left the band due to some awful actions on his part. So everyone kind of thought Neurosis were done. To fill the gap that Scott Kelly left behind, the band brought in Aaron Turner from the band Isis. That's one of the situations where you go, that's the most obvious person to take that role. And from interviews with the band, that seemed to be the problem that they had with bringing him in. But he was the right guy for the job. I'll admit I'm not a big Neurosis fan. I have a couple of their albums, which I don't really listen to much. And even when this album was released, I didn't jump on it straight away. But I started hearing some really good things about it, so I gave it a go. And man, this is a great record. I've listened to it a ton. What's interesting about this record is it kind of starts off a bit straight with Mirror Deep, First Rays of the Sun, which are kind of the sludgier songs, more straightforward. And as it goes along into the kind of the two closing tracks, In the Waiting Hours and Last Light, the one song I've picked, it gets way more progressive. And at 16:57, nearly 17 minutes, it feels like none of the time is wasted. It's just like everything that's there is needed to deliver what they want to deliver. It's very cool, and a very cool way to finish the album. I guess it'll be a very cool way of having a side of a record as well, whenever that comes out. In this modern world, it's kind of strange that the band just releases a record and then it's going to be months later before any physical product actually comes out where the band can make a bit of money off it. Interesting anyway. It's a different way of doing it, and it's, I guess they built up a lot of excitement for the album as well. Anyway, I'll leave it there, and as always, I hope everyone is doing well, staying safe, and rocking the suburbs wherever you are. See ya. New Zealand garage rock is the D4.